A Stark County Sheriff's deputy who shot two stray dogs in Canton is out of a job. Sheriff Eric Wiseburn says the deputy was terminated after an initial review of the incident. He cited a failure to follow proper protocols for handling aggressive animals. The deputy's name was not released. A resident of the 800 block of 6th Street Southwest reported Tuesday that the dogs had bitten her grandson. A second person was also bitten. The deputy, who worked for the Dog Warden Division, responded and spotted the dogs in the 800 block of 5th Street Southwest. He fatally shot one of the canines and wounded the second. The injured animal was treated and is expected to recover. The dog's owner was cited for allowing them to run at large. A Smith Township man charged with aggravated murder will stand trial November 3rd. The date for 33-year-old Nicholas Cunningham was set Wednesday during a pretrial hearing in Mahoning County Common Pleas Court. He is also charged with violating a protection order and aggravated burglary in the slaying of 44-year-old Gina Wade of Smith Township. She was found dead inside her Courtney Road home in October 2023. Cunningham pleaded not guilty by reason of insanity and underwent two evaluations. He was treated at Heartland Behavioral Health in Maslin and ruled competent in April. Neither the defense nor the prosecution is seeking an additional evaluation. A pretrial hearing is scheduled for August 18th. A Canton woman is headed to prison for allowing her husband to physically abuse her 4-year-old daughter. 26-year-old Brittany Morris was sentenced Wednesday by Stark County Common Pleas Judge Krissa Hartnett to 3 years behind bars. Morris pleaded guilty to 4 counts of child endangering. Canton police said her daughter was taken to Mercy Hospital, then to Akron Children's with multiple bruises May 1st. She also was severely underweight. Court records state Morris has a history of ignoring child abuse in her home. Her 24-year-old husband is on probation for child endangering and was the main suspect in the abuse of Morris's 1-year-old son in 2023. He has pleaded not guilty to child endangering. The Marlington Board of Education is being asked to pass a so-called safe zone resolution. Retired teacher Kathleen Purdy said Thursday, every student should have the opportunity to learn without fear and distress resulting from what she called harsh immigration enforcement. The resolution would spell out reassurances for students, procedures for responding to law enforcement, and information and support for families and staff. Superintendent Dan Swisher said replacement of the high school roof began this week and resurfacing of parking lots will begin later this month. A lighting project is about 75% complete. Birdie and Folk scholarships were awarded to 43 seniors and graduates. The Canton Local School District will soon have a new superintendent. The Board of Education is expected to name Larry Tosh to the post during Monday's meeting. He will succeed Brett Yeagley, who was hired last month as superintendent of the Lake Local School District. Tosh has nearly 30 years of experience. He has served as principal of Northwest High School since 2016, following 4 years as principal of Northwest Middle School. Columbiana County Commissioners have approved an increase of rates paid by customers of multiple sewer districts served by the county. Wednesday's action follows a recent proposal from County Engineer Bert Dawson and County Chief Deputy Sanitary Engineer Troy Graft. Rates will increase 10% in July, 10% in July 2026, and 5% in July 2027. Dawson and Graft said the last rate hike was in 2017. They cited rising operating and equipment costs. Various expenses were cut in recent years. A known gang member arrested during a sex sting in Salem has taken a plea deal. 34-year-old Eric Stewart of Ravenna pleaded no contest Thursday in Columbiana County Municipal Court to engaging in prostitution, possession of criminal tools, and obstructing official business. Judge Kelly Linger gave him a suspended jail sentence with credit for time served. He will spend 18 days behind bars. Stewart was also sentenced to 3 years probation. He was arrested earlier this month. Police said Stewart responded to an undercover ad and agreed to pay for sex. He attempted to flee after seeing officers, but was apprehended a short time later. A Struthers man who allegedly caused a deadly two-vehicle collision is the subject of new charges. The Mahoning County Grand Jury issued a superseding indictment for 65-year-old Walter Bolt. He's now charged with 2 counts of aggravated vehicular homicide, aggravated vehicular assault, 2 counts of OVI, and 1 count of operating a vehicle under the influence of a controlled substance. Bolt has pleaded not guilty. A pretrial hearing is set for July 9th. Highway Patrol said 44-year-old Angela Brown and her 15-year-old son Jason Daff died March 3rd when Bolt's pickup slammed into their car on Route 170 in Springfield Township. Another son was injured and is recovering. Common Pleas Judge Scott Krishbaum on Wednesday approved a motion from prosecutors to reschedule a suppression hearing from June 17th to June 23rd. Bolt's defense attorney opposed the continuance. He filed a motion to suppress blood evidence in the case taken after the wreck. The Trumbull County Grand Jury has declined to indict a Youngstown mayoral candidate on felony charges. A no bill for 54-year-old John White was issued Thursday. He had faced disrupting public service and domestic violence charges resulting from his arrest in Liberty Township. Police picked up White May 2nd after they were called to a home on Tibbetts Wick Road for a domestic disturbance. A woman said he was breaking things around the house and took her car keys and threw them onto the roof of the garage. She also accused White of taking her phone and throwing it into a ditch when she attempted to call 911. White denied the allegation. allegations. This is the local edition of WDPN News. I'm Jeff Mears.